This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now here's a news item I don't think anybody would have seen coming a year ago. BlackBerry reported quarterly profits this morning, and first of all, they made a profit. Not a lot, $98 million, but a profit nonetheless. And the company, formerly known as Research in Motion, says its new Z10 handset is selling pretty well, a million of them so far. Roberto Baldwin writes for Wired Magazine. Roberto, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What do you think? Can we take from this number today that BlackBerry is back, perhaps?
Marginally back. I think it's the first step to a comeback for a company that for the last 5 years has been struggling.
Struggling is being kind of kind, don't you think?
Well, yeah. they sat on their laurels post-iPhone. Android caught up, and BlackBerry just kind of sat around and didn't do anything. And finally, with a new management team, a new CEO, they finally have put out a brand new platform and new devices.
Talk to me for a second, though, about the BlackBerry ecosystem, right? I mean, iPhone and Apple has its huge thing, and Android is developing its thing. Where is BlackBerry in that slice of the market?
They're super aggressive with their applications. They have 100,000 apps, but I mean, numbers don't mean anything if you don't have the quality apps that people want. They have some good apps from EA. They have, you know, they have Twitter and Facebook integration, which, you know, that you have to have that. You just can't ignore those. But that doesn't mean they're anywhere close to what iOS or what Android have right now.
Is the Z10 going to be enough to do it, though? I mean, they've got structural problems, too, that they need to fix.
I think the Z10 is a good first step into getting the sort of the personal use market. You know, the Q10 is going to be the one that the hardcore enterprise users are going to go after, something with a physical keyboard. If they keep iterating and updating their platform and updating their devices as quickly as Apple or as Google has, then they should be okay. I can see in a year or two where they'll actually be a force to be reckoned with.
You know, talk to me for a second about that physical keyboard. Everybody I know who's gone from BlackBerry to iPhone or to an Android touchscreen phone has complained for like 6 weeks, but then they get over it. I mean, how long is BlackBerry going to be able to hold on to those people who want that physical keyboard?
I think there's some people who just will never switch over. I mean, using Android, using iPhone, sometimes it's nice to have that physical keyboard. I wouldn't give up a giant rectangle for it, but some people really want that keyboard.
What's your go-to smartphone, man?
It's still the iPhone. There actually, the iPhone 4S. I haven't even gotten a 5.
Oh, slacker. Come on. and it's actually not a bad segue into this question, which is, you know, 15 years ago, everybody was writing Apple off as dead, too.
Oh, yeah. Apple was doomed. They were 90 days from bankruptcy. And, you know, Steve Jobs came back. He was able to slash a bunch of products, you know, kind of weed out a lot of people at Apple who just weren't pulling their weight, and start introducing some really great products that kickstarted a market. I mean, the iMac, the iPod, and then eventually the iPhone.
Yeah, you think we're going there with BlackBerry or no?
You know, there's the potential for them to come back and be big. But with just one product, I don't see them, you know, taking on Apple anytime soon.
Roberto Baldwin writes for Wired. Roberto, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.